An Access Smart case study for Power Logon. Government contractor required MFA for DFARS compliance.
As a manufacturer and subcontractor to DoD projects, we are required to meet the DFARS compliance to NIST SP 800-171, where we must implement multi-factor authentication as part of our overall cybersecurity strategy. If sensitive data access is not secured with at least two-factor authentication, we run the risk of being dropped as a government supplier.
Power Logon fulfills their 2FA requirement by authenticating that an individual is allowed access to sensitive data, and Power Logon keeps an audit record of all computer and data access should a problem occur. Security challenges.
First, NIST 800-171, 863, and 853 compliance. DFARS states that government contractors and suppliers must address these three specifications to meet the MFA cybersecurity requirements. Second, no smartphones allowed. Our employees are not allowed to have any smartphones or mobile devices on the manufacturing floor. This makes it impossible for us to implement any SMS, email, or smartphone authenticator app for MFA. Third, one credential for both physical and cyber access control. For employee convenience, we want one ID badge that combines both building access and, for computers, data files, and CNC machines login. If the card can also auto-log off the user when removed, that too would be a great security feature.
The solution. Here is how Power Logon solved their challenges and offered additional security features they hadn't considered. The customer already uses 13.56 MHz building access cards. The purchase. They required us to embed a Java Contact smart card module into their cards. They also purchased USB readers, Power Logon software and licenses, and a support contract. Here are some key Power Logon highlights that solved their challenges. 1. IT centrally managed password. All the employees' logon's passwords are now centrally managed by IT, without employee involvement. IT also creates different user groups depending on an employee's responsibility. Now authentication follows DFARS policies that employees cannot circumvent. 2. Government compliance. Power Logon is compliant with the DFARS MFA security specifications like NIST 853, 863, 800-171, and FIPS 140-2. 3. A true multi-factor authentication solution. True MFA is when employee presents two or more dissimilar factors. For example, a card, the possession factor, and a PIN, the knowledge factor. Power Logon uses this information to auto-fill in a secure username and password to access a Windows computer and server without the employee knowing or typing any passwords. 4. No smartphones allowed. Because the customer doesn't allow smartphones or mobile devices in the manufacturing area, Power Logon leverages their existing access control ID badges to access computers, CNC machines, and data files. Finally, 5. Usage audit trail. Power Logon records employee logon activities. At any given time, IT can view exactly which employees accessed which workstations and data. Customer feedback.
We talked to many of the leading access control companies, and none offered an affordable and easy solution. Then we discovered Power Logon. We bought their pilot kit and was hooked by the first day. We now are compliant with the MFA DFARS requirement.
Power Logon Administrator Integration Kits. If you too would like to test Power Logon for 90 days at no risk, please contact us at sales@access-smart.com. We offer two different configurations depending on your requirements. Choose either the Contact Smart Card version or the Contactless Smart Card version. Both kits gives you everything to fully test Power Logon.